Fuck.
So you're watching the documentary.
No, that's all.
They had Louis in there.
Yeah, Louis was interviewed.
What did he talk about?
Just talking about the store, chilling.
Not really. He's like, oh, this place is cool.
Yeah.
Any other questions for me?
No, he did. He did his special there, so that's why they're talking about. But it was nice to see him in a show Showtime. Yeah.
True. So you saw basically Lazarus. Just you're like, it's possible.
It is possible. I need help. I need to become the greatest comedian of all time to then get one interview. Yeah.
Damn, there's just a dude in the hood right now who's like, some say there's powers to bring people back from the dead. You're young Anakin, dude. I'm
like, what is it?
Tell me.
Joe Rogan podcast.
Somebody called Joe Rogan.
You need to be on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, the actually, dude, I watched that Kanye interview with Joe Rogan.
Oh my god,
dude! I will say I'm excited. We both got into Star Wars the exact same. I keep saying we were having a lot of parallel thinking.
You and Kanye
both got into Star Wars, the original Lucas prequels, and Spade put me onto them. Not gonna lie, but we just so happened to be watching them at like
the original Star Wars.
We worked up to the original.
It's crazy to give someone credit for putting you onto Star Wars.
No, he didn't put. Oh well, I didn't know anything about the prequels.
The prequels, like the ones they just made.
No, the Lucas films. And then there was the ones post-Lucas that Disney did.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So
there was like,
so you're talking about Revenge of the Sith. Episode 1?
Yes.
Clone Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Exactly.
Sith's the shit, dude. Sith might be fucking
That's
Shrek 1.
That's what Kanye was saying.
Revenge of the Sith is Shrek 1.
So I was, I've been pretty pumped on Revenge of the Sith the last couple of weeks. And I said Spade was the one who like specifically was like, watch this
movie. Oh, okay.
So... Yeah, not Star Wars in general.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like someone was like, yo, check out Star Wars. And you're like, I've never even heard of it. Sick.
So in that interview, at one point, Kanye West just starts being like, dude, I've been watching Revenge of the Sith. It's like those three movies are so fucking good.
I used to watch Revenge of the Sith. We used to go to my friend's house and watch. I watched. That was my Shrek. I was my nephew going Shrek. They'd be like, what do you want to do? I'd be like, Revenge of the Sith.
Shrek 1.
Revenge of the Sith. Throw it on. I used to watch it nonstop.
It rules. Yeah. You're not in bad company. Kanye said he's watched it at least 10 times.
I think we should explain Shrek 1.
Yeah.
I've said it 90 times. I'm pushing it hard.
It won't hurt, yeah.
I need it to come out. Sure. I need that to be a saying.
You dropped a breadcrumb. It's your
Shrek
nephew.
Shrek 1, dude. Shrek 1.
It's your nephew.
If you ask my nephew what his favorite movie is or what he's watching at any time, he goes, Shrek 1. He's like mad that you asked him. He's like dismissive. Do you like Shrek 1 or Shrek 2? Which is your favorite? He's Shrek 1. He like goes back to watching TV.
Although,
but in his defense, he does have taste. I was like, who do you like better, Shrek or Donkey? And he's like, Donkey. I was like, damn, good call.
Shrek 1's fucking sick.
Shrek 1 holds up. And then also just being like,
Shrek 1.
Before
you even answer, like, what Shrek do you like better? Shrek 1.
Yeah, I guess you got to see like a young, like a kid who's like almost 2, like laying in a bed in the dark
funny.
And be like, what are you watching? I'm just being like, Shrek 1. Like, sweet. What do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Cars? Do you want to watch something else? Put on Shrek 1. Yeah. Fun times. So now anything good is Shrek 1.
Yeah, that was the whole time down in Texas.
It's very fun.
So let's get serious. So you're talking about, Louis in this documentary.
Yes. That's big time Shrek. Louis is Shrek 1.
How long of a, they just
asked. I don't know. I was like half asleep and kind of drunk. Gotcha. But
Were you like kind of drunk?
Maybe I dreamed Louis. Maybe he's not in it. I'm just talking.
That's your pink elephant?
Yeah.
You're just like, Louis on the Showtime. God.
Louis back.
Showtime.
It's a lighthouse. I'm lost at sea, dude.
Sure.
I see a beacon of light. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
There's a chance out of this.
It's also funny, too. You're in a drunk, fevered state. You're just kind of like, oh, God, I feel horrible. Louis. It's like a fucking mystical vision.
Yeah.
He's
I'm happy when I see the guy.
You go back out. Like, I saw Louis on show. People like, Shane, wasn't on show. I saw him.
I could have sworn he was on there.
I saw him on Showtime. It's about a special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming around, dude. I'm telling you, once they – this is my prediction. Hold me to it. I think the Democrats will take power. And then they'll cancel culture in their own way. They'll be like, look, guys, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen. That's just my prediction.
I
can't go on forever.
Disagree.
You think so?
I think it'll go on for a while. I think we got a couple years. We got a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe a decade more of just
well
nonstop fucking like, what?
perhaps.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Because here's the thing. The left, if the Democrats win, the left won't consider that a victory. Mm-hmm. The leftists, like the people hardcore fucking like, will vote for Biden because he's better than Trump, but we need more than what he's doing.
The people that won't say out loud they support law and order.
They will. They refuse to. Yeah. Antifa is an idea. Law and order, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
That, like, further than that. Like, people that want the Green New Deal, shit like that.
Yeah.
Dude, how about Biden saying he's going to shut down oil?
Dude, I mean.
And Trump was just like, ooh, repeat that. What'd he say?
That was fucking hilarious
to just be like, that was big, everybody. Let's stop the debate. Dude, repeat what you just said.
People were like, yeah, we're going to stop doing oil and do all renewable energy. I'm like, fuck yeah, that's fucking sweet. But it's like.
Yeah, but it's just not feasible.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. It's the same thing with immigration. It's like, we should let everybody. Like, in my head, if you ask me, I'm like, yeah, we should just like. Yeah, we shouldn't even
let everybody in.
Let's let everybody in. You know, it's like, that sounds good. That sounds great to me. But as I got older, I'm like, you see the videos about there's like billions of people who are starving. I mean, I've said this before, and it's like, it's just not feasible, dude. It's like having a party. It's like in planning a wedding, and you're just kind of like, I should invite my whole neighborhood.
It's like planning a wedding, and then all of a sudden, like, a bunch of Mexicans want to come. And you're like, no.
Well, it's like, even when you plan a wedding, there's like your own, like, people who might be attached to your family in some way, and you're like,
you got to build the wall.
Place only fits as many people. I only have this much money. And it's like, well, you should invite 300 more people. And you're like, that's economically completely infeasible. And they're like, you're fucked up. And it's like, how do I put this? Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
true.
I'd be all for it. I'm all down for it. People are like, yo, there's some. And the other thing too is like, the fair thing to do would be like, if you were like, you know, like 100% knock down the wall, you'd be like, all right, well, you have to like, what is it, not foster, but like, what is it called when you like take in like a foreign exchange student? Host. I think it's called a host. You should have to host a foreign family. That's totally fair. I would be like, all right, that's cool.
If what?
If you're like, yeah, we should, you know, if you want to go like full bore against anti-immigrant, any kind of immigration laws, like, you know, no one's illegal. It's like, okay, that's cool. It's fine. Cool. We won't do that. But if here, sign this little thing saying you can host a family. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
It's an interesting take.
Yeah. I think DJT actually did hit people.
Really?
He was like, all right, you guys want to be safe haven states? No problem.
Yeah.
We'll send everyone over to your guys'. So.
I liked watching the media pretend Trump didn't absolutely dominate that debate.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch immediately after them being like, well, that debate probably didn't sway anybody either way. And it's like, nah, dude, I watched it. That was.
Yeah.
That was a guy who could kind of think versus a guy who literally was just up there like.
It's a fair assessment. What? Dude. I mean, at the one point that actually was like.
But he would make fun of him and Biden would be like, huh? it's kind of hard to watch.
At the one point when my favorite play of Biden's, I think this is this probably will win him the election, is when he looks directly at the camera and goes, come on, guys. You know what I love you tools and hammers and belts and Delaware and Reading. Text 8442 to Democrats.
Yeah, if there was ever like a tough part.
I'm like, oh my God, he's speaking to me.
If there's
dude.
A tough part, he's like, yeah, I'm talking to the camera. You know me. Damn, and Trump ethered him on that.
Ooh, that was the part I was like, all right.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
It's like, you know what I love about the suburbs? Delaware. Come on. And then Trump goes like, will you stop with that weird
pop? Like,
that's what won him the election in 2016.
I mean, that's what he said.
I paid all these guys. These guys are politicians. Yeah. I'm not.
That's what he literally said during that. He was like.
Here they are. Fucking. Oh, they're trying to shut me down.
That is.
Like, this is vote stuff. I guarantee it. What? Yeah, they won't even talk to you. They're fucking cowards.
They're afraid.
So I had to take that.
They feared.
I tried taking another call last time. Same thing. They're just people who call you who just don't answer the phone. It's like.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a person.
No,
I don't even know what's happening. What's going on?
Sorry about that. But yeah, that was the point in the debate when Trump got his. He regained his little stability.
Because the last debate, Trump sucked.
Blew it. He lost. I would say he lost. People say he didn't.
He was just so fucking annoying. And it was like, dude, this guy sucks.
If you can't definitively beat him at Biden in a debate, you officially
lost.
He
just needed to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So then they implemented that mute button. And it was like, oh, shit, Trump's way better at this.
Yeah.
When he's not allowed to just fucking scream the whole time. He just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Like, if you had seen – this is a fair – let's say a fair question. That was, like, unthinkable during, like, when Obama was running against whoever. If Obama was –
Sorry, I just thought about you running in a room while I was jerking off. Like a mental patient getting like held down by like orderlies. No,
I'm wearing like an Eagles hoodie. Yeah. Yeah, imagine if Obama was doing that, like, the whole time, like,
Oh.
Dude, he would have gotten fucking eviscerated. Eviscerated.
For sure.
So that is that's a fair point.
It is.
Although, was he against Hillary?
Yes.
Like, dude, imagine back when it was Obama versus Hillary. This is my original point. When it was Obama versus Hillary, you know, I just spit out like symphonies, dude. That's kind of, did you see the Kanye Joe Rogan?
I was drunk. And so I threw it on. I was playing FIFA, mm-hmm. and I put on Spotify on my Xbox One. Yeah. Put it on. I was playing the new FIFA. Mm-hmm. And so I just put on the Rogan episode with Kanye, and it was like, I was like, am I fucking hammered? I was like, I listened to it for like an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, I must be fucked up because I don't understand. I don't know what.
If you're drunk, no, that's not your fault.
And then I listened to it sober the next day. Like, all right, this was incoherent. Yeah.
If you're drunk, it must be the most torturous thing.
That was crazy.
I watched it on a plane. I had total undivided attention. So I was like, I hear, you know, there's like an overarching larger point. There's an overarching. I love when your elbows.
Fucking chair, dude.
You pick green. I gave you the option.
That's because green is.
I know, dude. Secretly, I wanted the green. But yeah, I watch it. Also, I'm really, really pulling for Kanye to not be like totally nuts. So I'm watching.
Yeah, I remember. We had somewhat of a heated debate on this podcast.
I had somewhat of a debate with Spud as
well.
Where
I was like, no, Kanye is a fucking crazy dude. He is crazy.
He's a different thinker. I'm also, I'm not like a full anti-psychiatrist, but I do.
He's a different thinker?
I think he's a little different thinker, dude. I mean, the thing that was disappointing.
It's a funny way to describe like retarded people.
Come on. No way, dude. I don't mean it like that.
Bunch of a different thinker.
Well, here's the thing you have to ask. You have to ask, is he legitimately a billionaire? Because that's like a thing that like really kind of, he's like, well, I'm a billionaire. And you're like, all right, and that's the old rule. Like, you know, people who are billionaires aren't crazy. They're just eccentric. So it's like pulling together that kind. He does say he brings in $30 million a year. So it's like, is that a millionaire? Like, you know, to me, I'm like, how are you a billionaire? But apparently, if you add up all the assets, all this, all the stock, all this, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, all right, maybe so. But yeah, he does that whole thing kind of, I did find a little bit annoying when he'd be like, that's just a symphony. It's like, it's just scattered. I do that. I'm a scatterbrain.
Well, it's just weird to hear, like, he's a self-proclaimed genius.
Yeah, that's very annoying.
And
as well.
It's like, you're a music producer that designed like Crocs for Adidas. Like,
true.
He put people in like Matrix outfits, like, torn up,
minimalist, obviously.
Torn up like Future clothes.
Yes.
And Crocs, and was like, I'm a fucking genius. I'm Walt Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, dude.
Well, that's the thing. I like his mission.
I've never listened to any other music producer and been like, genius. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never like DJ Khaled, genius.
Can I be fair? All Walt Disney did was draw a fucking mouse. Music is harder than drawing a mouse.
Okay.
Yeah, you think Chingy's more talented than Walt Disney? Yeah, Disney hasn't done shit. You're right. Other than control the entire United States.
He didn't do that. Bob Iger does that.
Well, Kanye's about to. He's trying to do that. I hear what you're saying. That's a fair point. But there is that thing too. My point is, you know.
Wait, you're going to. And I don't know enough about Walt Disney, but I bet he did more than draw a mouse.
He hated the Jews.
I do remember that, which is kind of why I'm standing up for him.
No, the mayor's point is not that. It's just like you can almost break down anyone's thing into being like, well, what, you're just doing this. Like, yeah, saying, but like, he's a comedic genius, like, well, going around joking.
I would
like,
say comedic genius is fine.
Yeah.
If you are a comedic genius.
That's the point.
Comedic.
It's subjective.
That's you're not saying I'm a genius.
That's true. That's one of the things that kind of is the rub with him is that he's constantly calling himself a
like
genius.
I remember watching like a fucking like MTV Cribs episode or something with him, and it was like a painting, and he was like, "This is how I see music. A lot of people hear it. I can see it."
He sees color.
And it's just like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
No, the thing that kind
go
of
go ahead.
It's called synesthesia. It's a thing.
People yeah, it's a it. Thing. Yeah, sure.
I have it a little bit, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
I can see it. I see. I can see the words come out.
I have
of
a very low.
Mouth.
I swear to God, I have a very low grade form of synesthesia where if I stare at a thing, it just the world goes black and white. So it's the opposite. All color vacates, and it happened to me at church when I'd be.
You
at
have
church,
dog eyes.
I get dog eyes, dude.
Yeah.
I start to werewolf out when I'd be in church. If I stared at the priest for long enough, the priest would be in color. Everything else goes in black and white, and I just go, And eventually I like all like that in my
eye. So it goes like Schindler's List, like the girl with the red jacket?
Yeah, kind of. That's all. But it hasn't happened. I haven't stared at a priest for a while, so it hasn't happened. But like, dude, that used to freak me out when I was in church. When I was like,
really?
Yeah, everything would go black and white. I remember constantly being like, fuck, I might have to be a priest. Fuck, this fucking sucks.
Yeah. Oh, you thought like that was your calling? That was your vocation?
Because they told us.
The vocation is, that fucks you up. It's when you go to Catholic school forever, they explain what like the calling is that priests get. Mm-hmm. You're a fucking kid. You're sitting there like, am I getting called?
That's
like
what happened.
You literally still believe in Santa and like all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, also God's magic, and he's going to tell you when he wants you to work for him.
Yep.
So you're like, in your head, you're like, I'm special. God would want me to work for him.
Talking first grade, dude.
Yeah, it's wild,
man. Bugged me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I remember just thinking, literally hearing in my head.
It went way too long before.
Priest, I'm like, that's just my thoughts. And I'd be like, in first grade, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck. I legitimately at that point was like, you know, if I'm being bad, God's watching me. At that point in my life, I was like, you know, being like a first, second, third grade Catholic school religion teacher must be awesome. Just hitting like first graders, like, and then the bush was on fire and they're all just like, oh, holy fuck.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, but I remember learning about it like it was just history. And I was just like, yeah, all right.
So when you were a youngster.
Like, I remember learning about religion class, and I literally just took it, obviously, as the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be learning about stories in the Bible, and I'd just be like, yeah, of course that happened. And then I think around, like, fifth grade, I was
like, yeah, virgin birth, go on, yeah, I get
obviously.
It. Come on.
Dude. I have no idea what sex is. Yeah. They're like, and she was a virgin, and we're all like,
nice.
Sweet.
Hot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then, yeah, I think it was, like, fifth grade. Me and all my friends were together, like, you guys ever think like God's not real? And they're like, yes. Like all of us like at once like admitted to each other, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is all bullshit, right? Like, damn. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Nah,
I remember we were my friend Andy's house. We were behind a shed.
What were you guys doing back there?
Building a fort. Building the swamp. That was the name of the
you guys
fort.
Were building the tower
of swamp. We were building the swamp. That's right.
Dude, I was they had me till about high school. High school a teacher.
High school is when you hit it?
Well, he just wrote God, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus. He wrote Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, God on the board, and I was just like, I can see that.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, and a kid cried. Yeah.
It was actually sixth grade, now that I think about it, because I was at St. Joe's. Sixth grade. We were behind we had just stolen some Parliament lights from his dad. We were smoking some Parliaments, and we were like, you know, I think this God thing's bullshit, right? And everyone's like, yeah, I've been afraid to say it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tough one to try to.
Which was tough because I had just gotten off of a very serious God kick. I was like reading the Bible.
Hold on.
I loved God.
So your religion, at first you were super religious.
And then I went Hicks. As soon as I had a cigarette, I was like, God's not real. Put on a leather jacket.
If you're in advertising, fucking kill yourself. Yeah,
that's just Texas legend, bro.
True. Damn, I'm more fascinated about your religious period.
I had a strong religious period.
You're very pious. Not in a bad way. Like very non-mystical, like very straightforward religious. Like
I was a fucking traditional Catholic. Yeah, like a trad cat.
Like an old bishop.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny.
I loved it.
I mean, dude, it is tight. If you can keep that alive long enough, being super religious.
Sixth grade, I remember playing football and praying before plays. In my mind, like sitting there praying before every single
play.
How
good did you do? You probably did awesome.
I was a Division I athlete eventually, but
that's what I'm saying.
Probably through the power of Christ. And then when I abandoned him in college, and look what happens. I fell apart. Now I'm just a fat.
You've been smited.
I have been smited.
You've been smited by our Lord and Savior.
I do need to come back to
Take
God.
Take him back.
True.
Dude.
Maybe I should just become a Christian comic.
For sure.
Except like a hardcore Christian comic that's like violently anti-Semitic. Not like a guy who does like, you know, fun Bible jokes. Yeah. Like a guy who's literally like, Muslims are going to hell.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to we need to cut their heads off.
Like Westboro Light.
Yes.
If you could church up the Westboro Baptist.
Not light. Full Westboro Baptist.
Have Westboro Baptist be like, dude, chill.
Yeah, true. Fuck, dude. Yeah, well, this guy's edgy.
You're going to get us canceled.
I should only do specials at Westboro for like the 12 family members that live there. It'd be a sick place to film a special.
Oh, dude.
What's the difference between fags and Jews? Nothing. They're both in hell. Am I right, Westboro? Preach. God damn, this guy's good.
Oh my God, dude. That'd be so. I mean, you could probably get a couple bucks. I mean, you could probably. What was that one other church down south that was? It was called. fuck, I talked about it before on here. It was like people were like going.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, it was like a full town. KSC, or whatever the fuck it was called. But it was like people going back to like hardcore 50s Tradcath values.
Tradcath rules.
Yeah, but it's like no birth control, no this. You can get excommunicated for real. So
sick.
You could probably tour down there a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, just like a hard. Like,
I think I just got Auburn, Alabama date. I'll be heading down to Auburn. I'll be trying to find.
Just try it. Do like a Tradcath.
I think the Tradcaths aren't really well liked down south. They don't really enjoy the Catholics as much.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go down there and give them what for. I'm gonna bring down the Bible.
We might have
rain fucking fire and brimstone on those fucking dumb southern pieces of shit.
You're basically going doing missionary work. So this was, sorry, now so this is the thing I liked about the Kanye interview is that I like where he's fully going. New traditional regime or new religion regime of being like, you know, we're all gonna get super religious.
Okay.
Did you hear his idea of having a 30,000 person, not religious like that, but like
a stadium,
30,000 person stadium?
The stadium singing gospel music?
Having people, the ideas are like, fantastic.
How good is our God? Yeah, it's pretty sick.
I was like, that kind of fucking rules.
Yeah.
His idea of kind of like cutting through like material culture and like we got to learn how to start like growing shit. We got to start doing this. All that stuff. I'm like, this fucking stuff is sick.